What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, you see him right there, coach of UNCG Spartans, my man Coach Mike Jones, doing big things. Coach, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing great, boss, man. Appreciate you having me on the show, man. Always good to spend time with you.
No doubt, Coach. I want to just tell you now, happy early birthday. I know it's a couple of months, but happy early birthday to you.
Hey, man, God gives me the day. That's all I'm guaranteed, man. So we just going to see if we make it.
No doubt, Coach. I feel you on that, man. Let's talk about this, man. Last night for you was senior night, honoring four seniors last night against VMI. Talk about those four seniors you honored last night, and how cool was it to send those guys out on the home floor with a big win like that against VMI?
Yeah, it was special, man. Obviously, a good result for our team, but just I like the way our guys approach the game. You know, we try to do a lot. Senior day can be tricky, man. Guys get really emotional and don't, you know, they play outside of themselves. But our guys did a good job of really just keeping it a business deal and then enjoying the senior moment, you know, at the end of the game. We did a little thing for them before, but I thought they handled it great. And, you know, the four of them that we have, man, they've been tremendous for us this year. One of them, Tim Caesar, he's only been here for this 1 year, but Mikhail was here for 2 years, and the twins have been here 5 years, man. So it's a different range of, you know, their experiences here, but they've all done a great job this year and given us a chance to, you know, achieve our goals here at the end of the season.
No doubt, Coach Jones, man. Like you said, man, you have definitely a heck of a roster here, man. You know, you got three guys in double figures, you know, Mikhail being the biggest scorer, but the ball's moving. You got guys averaging decent numbers across the board, so you and I both know this, Coach Jones. And hey, if you the ball has energy, people touching the ball, they'll defend on the other end of the floor. They feel involved offensively.
That's right. Yeah, no doubt, man. That's a part of what we preach. You know, we just keep it simple on offense. But the price that they pay for their freedom on offense is to just defend and rebound. And everybody has that role. And the guys have embraced it. You know, we had a little stretch in the middle where we didn't, you know, defend and rebound the way we know we can. And so I think the guys have been re-energized these last couple of weeks to get back to that. And, you know, if we're just sharing the ball on offense, we got a lot of weapons. So if we just, you know, make the extra pass to a teammate, you know, we're going to get something good. So it's all about really committing to the defense and rebounding the side of the ball. The rest of it takes care of itself.
And Coach Jones, offensively, Coach Jones, like if these guys just randomly move their ball, because we and I both know trying to defend multiple actions, second side actions, the defense is starting to break down and lose their discipline. So if you just move that ball, don't wear them down, you don't get a good shot around 8 to 7 seconds on the shot clock. And that's a good, whether they're a great shot, not good, but a great shot. If you just do that, and also that wear and tear on the defense helps you in the second half as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, a lot of the, you know, NBA guys, they use the term good to great. You know, you want to go from a good shot to a great shot. And how do you do that? Well, you know, offense is pretty consistent. If you move the ball and make defenses have to rotate and scramble, then you're probably going to get something good out of it. And our team understands that. We share the ball freely. We try to get the ball moving from side to side with some pace to it. And when we do that, we end up getting really good shots. We really focus on three things. We want to get it, get a layup or a dunk. We want to get to the free throw line, and then we want to get open threes. And our team has embraced that and really works hard to try to do that.
And Coach Jones, defensively, man, with the secondary defender not getting the charge this year, how's it changed the way you teach on-ball defense and secondary defense now, knowing that you can't really get a charge if secondary defender unless it's like a direct shot? You're not going to get that charge call.
Boss, man, you bring up a touchy subject, man. I'm a defensive guy, and I hate that they've taken the charge out of the game. You know, it's really unfortunate for the game itself. But, you know, we've had to adjust. You know, you're right. They don't call it, especially the secondary defender. He almost never gets it. Very rarely will you be able to get there in time before a guy – you know, starts to gather for his shot. So what we've said is we practice verticality a lot more than we did in the past, which is something that the guys in the NBA are very familiar with. So we just try to go vertical and you know, make them take a tough shot over us. But I think the refs are inconsistent. You know, they don't call it when the offense initiates the contact into that verticality. So we could get rewarded even more, you know, and then certainly as they adjust to the rule, I think they'll get better at it. But we still take charges on the ball. You know, we still encourage our guys to move their feet and beat the guys to a spot. And, you know, when they lower their shoulder, take it in the chest. So we still got that part. We're holding on for dear life on the defensive end here.
Yeah, Coach, even NBA is starting to think about maybe swinging it back the other way because our scoring in the NBA side of it. That's Adam Silver talking about where we need to look at maybe making it more equitable for the defense. Well, you wanted what you wanted, sir. So
now, no question.
Now deal with it.
Yeah, you let the cat out of the bag, man. It's hard to get it back in there. So, you know, they decided that that's the way they wanted to go to create more offense. But, you know, these scores are ridiculous. You know, some of the scores you see in the NBA are outrageous. And I'm sure coaches, you know, if they're worth anything and they're solid about winning championships, they know that defense is a big part of that. And so I'm sure there's some people that, you know, want to see that changed.
Now, your level, I feel like they should take right at the circle. If you can't get a charge anymore, it's like a defender, why do you have the circle there now? Oh, y'all lead. I'm like,
yeah, no question.
Why is it here? We can't use it.
Yeah, we don't need it anymore. Yeah, we're getting our court redone in our practice facility, so I'm going to tell them don't even put it down there.
Yeah, it's not worth it, Coach. It's like, save that paint for Lowe's. It ain't worth it, man. Yeah, Coach. And like Coach Jones, man, you guys did a heck of a job, man, in non-league play, man, going 9-4. Had to make you happy as you get prepared for this SoCon run that your guys went out there, you challenged them pretty good, man, and got some good experience before you jumped into this SoCon gauntlet here.
Yeah, we really did, man. We didn't know how it would turn out, but we knew it was going to be tough. We had some great games and some great venues, some different styles, and all of that has helped us once we got into a league. You know, we play teams in our league that, you know, are very diverse. You know, we got teams like Samford and Furman that have tremendous home court advantages. And so we went into Arkansas and played in front of that, you know, the Hogs fans. You know, that was a great environment for us to, you know, see what we can do. And fortunate enough to come out with that win. We played different styles, teams that played Princeton. And so we were really tested in the non-conference, and I thought we responded the right way. Toward the end there, we had some injuries that prevented us from getting, you know, one or two more wins. But overall, we thought it was a great test for the conference. Our conference is really tough. I look around the country right now, and, you know, our league has four teams right now going into the last game of the regular season that have 20 wins or more. You know, and you look around at some of these conferences, you might see one team that has 20 wins at this point, or two max, but four, that tells you how hard our league is. So we had to do everything we could to prepare for, you know, the gauntlet that we're going to face.
No doubt. And what even Western Carolina, man, I saw them MTSU play against them after they beat Notre Dame, man. So, like, you know, just even that, like, you know, just like it's tough, man. It's truly, truly tough in SoCon, and people don't understand it, because you also have to play bye games and stuff.
And, yeah, that's right.
And you got four people with 20 wins in the conference. That speaks a lot, knowing that you have to have that element of going to play some bye games. Nobody's really going to come to Greensboro unless they have to. You know,
that's so exactly right. That's exactly
you're doing,
right.
You're doing something at a higher level that people don't understand. You know?
People really don't understand. I looked at it today. I think there are 51 games, Division I games today. So that's 102 teams. Of those 102 teams, only six have won more than 20 games. Six out of 102 today. That's just today. So that's a third of Division I, and there's only six that have won. So it's really difficult, and most of those are high majors. You know, they buy games. We have to get bought in some situations. So it is really tough, man. So I'm proud of our team for what we've done so far this year, but there's a lot more to do.
And coach, man, you're hitting over 40% of your three pointers. Like I said, again, as it kind of speaks what you said earlier about the open threes, man, because causing defense conflict, you know, we're getting a good open look, man. I have to decide kind of what we're going to do here. If this is going to be bad or worse, which one's going to be?
Yeah, no doubt, man. We have shot the ball extremely well. Knock on wood, hopefully we can continue to do that as we go down the stretch run of the season here in the tournament. We have some guys that can make shots, but like you alluded to earlier, man, we're just an unselfish team. I think we're averaging somewhere like 15 assists a game. And some nights we have, you know, 19, 20 assists. And so guys are willing to make the extra pass and go from a good shot to a great shot. You know, you got a chance to knock those down. Those are higher percentage shots.
And, coach, you limit turnovers too, coach. Only 10 a game. That's only 5.5, which is good. Hopefully that live ball, but that's what we hope. throw it to the crowd.
Throw
it to the crowd.
We hate those. We hate those live ball turnovers, man. So, you know, we're fortunate. We play two point guards at any given time all game long. And so we've got three or four of them right now. Three of them that play the majority of the minutes, Joriam Saizanu, Kobe Langley, and Keyshawn Langley. And I really trust those guys with the basketball. They make great decisions for most of the year. And we've had, you know, a really high assist turnover ratio. I think we might be leading the league in assist turnover ratio. Kobe's had an unbelievable year. You know, he's probably 3 or 4 to 1 in assist turnover ratio. So we've got trustworthy guys that are handling the ball the majority of the time, and that's why we limit our turnovers.
No doubt, man, coach, because, you know, especially again, you can't defend transition turnovers. You can't do that. You can't defend my ball. You can't defend that.
That's right.
You're kind of screwed, you know. You can try to get back cross-match. So it's very important that guys are able to ball everything. We turn the ball over, you got to potentially give up 4 points on that possession, potentially.
That's right.
Potentially, that's right. I'm saying it anyway, with potentially. So you got to look at it that way. It's taking away points from you. So the ball's every freaking thing.
It really is, man. And we try to emphasize, hey, you know, let's not make 50-50 plays. We'll take 50-50 shots, but let's not make 50-50 plays. If you're not sure of this play, then just, you know, move on to the next thing. And our guys have done a great job with not taking some of the risks that you see some guys take at times. And consequently, we get good shots and we are shooting a good percentage most of the time down.
And Coach Jones, this being March Madness time, starting tomorrow, March the 1st, man, talk about this having veteran guys you trust who are poised, who've been there before, because that pressure is real. And some guys who are not used to pressure, they tend to perform negatively under pressure. But having veteran guys who've been through those kind of battles, man, you can trust in a situation where it's want to go home when they can do the right things at the right time, play the right way, the way you taught them all year long.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the great benefits of having, you know, older guys, veteran leadership, guys that have been through a lot of the wars. They've seen a lot of stuff. You know, we're fortunate. We've got a team that's, you know, pretty diverse when it comes to, you know, their age and experience. But we're very fortunate to have some fifth-year guys, some fourth-year guys, some guys that have played, you know, in some really important games. And, they give you a lot of comfort going into a game, you know, in March. And, you know, like you say, everybody, you know, wants the same goal. They want to go to the NCAA tournament. They want to win games in the tournament. They want to win their conference championship. And so, you know, the intensity level is high. And then when you have a guy, you know, a guy or several guys that have been through those wars, man, it just gives you a comfort level as a head coach. And so we're very fortunate to have those guys. The Langleys, this is their fifth year of college basketball. So they played over 140 games right now. So, you know, that's a luxury to have for sure, and we don't take that for granted.
And Coach Jones, man, for you, man, how's it feel, man, which for you, man, all the success you've had over your career, man, for Radford here at UNCG, knowing that at this spot, in your new spot, what you built at Radford still stands true today, same success you're having. And it's like, hey, man, don't take new jobs like that. Is it going to work? But seeing what really the fruits of your labor all these years, man, paying off at your new place as well.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, you know, I give God all the glory on that. You know, we're very fortunate that we've had good coaches and good players at both places. We certainly have a philosophy, a culture, if you will, you know, how we want to do things. And, you know, some guys fit in that and some guys don't. Some coaches fit in that and some coaches don't. Some players fit in that and some players don't. So we've been very selective in terms of, you know, the people that we bring into our program. And when they do, you know, they pretty much embrace what we're doing. And when they do that, they have success. And so that's why we've been able to have success over the years. It's been about the people. And, you know, like I say, by the grace of God, man, we've had really good people in our program.
That's one, Coach, for you. You got a big game Saturday against ETSU in Johnson City in Freedom Hall there. A guy I know very well, Brooks Savage over there. Man, talk about what he's doing at ETSU, man. What you seeing from guys on film, Coach Jones?
Hey, not surprising how well Brooks is doing in his first year. You know, he was a part of those teams with Steve Forbes that, you know, had unbelievable, unparalleled success, really, there at East Tennessee State. And so, you know, he's putting that thing together, and he's done it pretty quickly. And they're a really solid team. They had a really good non-conference schedule. We played them really early in our conference schedule, first or second game, I think it was. And so we haven't played them in a long time. So just looking at them on tape, they've done some different things here over the last couple of months. But still, you know, gritty, tough, athletic guys, man, that they get after you defensively. And, you know, they can really break you down on the offensive end. They got a lot of talented scorers. So it's a big challenge for us, man. But, you know, I think our guys will be ready for it and should be a fun game.
No doubt, Coach. Well, hopefully we're talking again in about a week or two, man, when you won the Big South. SoCon. When that championship. Obviously, you still have one, too. So it's like, yeah, we got to real soon, my brother.
Hey, send those prayers this way, man. We're hoping that we can do some good things and continue to get better here every day until, you know, we get, you know, get that goal.
No doubt, Coach Jones. Good catch up with you, my brother. I'm cheering for you, my guys. You know I'm always in your
corner. My man, no doubt, man. Hey, I miss seeing you, man. Good to see you again, and best of luck to you and all that you do.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you so much, my brother.
All right, boss.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.